A bootlegger.
Bootlegger, yeah.
Bootlegger whiskey.
He made moonshine.
Moonshine, that's what it did.
Any other things that people ever call that?
Oh, you know, no, I never heard that. You know, when Elmore was dry, they called a bootlegger a fella that would go by the state store and buy the whiskey and haul it to Elmore County and sell it. He's a bootlegger just as much as the man that makes it.
Hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah. I knew that right down near the river there, they had all those taverns, you know.
Yeah, Last Chance.
Yeah, Last Chance Tavern, yeah. Okay. If you're walking along a road and a dog jumps at you, you might do what? You might
pick me up a rock and throw it at him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they usually say, no, he's not.
He's not at home.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about coffee a little while ago. How did your wife usually make coffee?
She boils the water, puts a spoonful of instant coffee in a cup, and some sugar, and pour the hot water on it, the boiling water.
How does she usually take her coffee?
With one spoonful of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
No cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can take it. She have milk in it?
No, she don't put any cream or milk in it.
So she doesn't have it with milk. She has it how? She has it.
Black coffee.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for black coffee?
No, I don't know much about that coffee business.
You ever heard anybody call it barefooted coffee?
Never in my life. I heard people call it Java.
Java?
Yeah, J-A-V-A.
Hmm.
They're going to get them in the Navy. A lot of them fellas used to call it, get them a cup of Java.
Huh. If somebody's not going away from you, he's coming. You know,
coming to me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you say you come across somebody you hadn't seen for a while, you might say, this morning I what?
Well, I saw somebody, I just saw a friend of mine I ain't seen in a long time.
Yeah, or I ran
into him.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. If a child's given the same name that his father says it has, rather you say he's named
a Junior.
Yeah, or he's named Halford.
He's named for a daddy.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
Named after his daddy.
We mentioned, we talked earlier about dogs and so forth. What do is there a special call that people around here usually use for making a dog attack another dog or a human?
Sick 'em.
Yeah, sick 'em. Yeah, I don't guess you can sick that dog in anybody's good. What do you usually call a mixed breed? A dog is not pure real.
57. That's what I call them.
That's pretty good. Any other name that people might use?
Just a damn old dog.
What about a dog that's just small and noisy and worthless? Any special name for him?
No, I don't have one but that.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of, ever used the term feist for a dog?
Who?
Feist.
Feist? I've heard of folks call a dog by that.
If a dog liked to bite, you'd say the boy was what by the dog? He was
bitten by the dog.
Mm-hmm. And, You might tell somebody don't go too close. You might get
a dog bit.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, yeah, yesterday he
took a plug out of me.
Yeah. And let's see. We talked about animals on the farm earlier. You mentioned cow. What do you usually call a male cow? What's he usually called?
A bull.
Mm-hmm. Any other name that people might use for him?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Is any name this might not apply here. Sometimes in the country, people use, won't call him a bull around women. You ever heard anything like that? Where they call him something else like a bull around women, anything?
No.
We talked about mules earlier, too. What would you call two of them there? What of mules?
Team.
Mm-hmm. What about oxen? Use the same thing there?
Team oxen.
And what do you call a little cow when it's first born?
Calf.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a cow, say maybe she was named Daisy and she's expecting a calf, you say she's about to what?
Foal.
Mm-hmm.